this recording is being made by Con Wilson for the Webster County Historical Museum. Go ahead.
I don't know what this is.
Your name. Just mention your name and where you were born, when, and folks, and so on, and all that.
This is Sam Wilson. I was born in Virginia in 1872. The 27th day of October. We came here to this country in 75. We landed there in Hastings and stayed there all night and moved down here to this old home place the next day.
How did you travel from Virginia to Hastings?
We traveled from Virginia to Hastings. We came there on a train. And we got two horses in Hastings, no lumber wagon, and moved down here in no dugout.
Were you the only child in the family at that time?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was, three girls. Dale and
I
were born in Virginia.
Now, did your father take a timber claim?
He took a timber claim, and if I remember right, he took them.
And you say you moved into a dugout now.
Huh? We lived in the dugout, sir.
Yes. Has your father come before and made the dugout, or?
No. I had an uncle, sir. And he had a place all ready for us when we got here.
What was your uncle's name?
My uncle was, Albert Wilson. Turn was up down in the dugout.
And they had dugout?
Yeah, they had the dugout.
What was the first recollection that you have of this country? You were a little more than 2 years old when your folks came here.
I was three.
What's the first thing that you remember about the new country?
Well, sir, I wasn't putting, I don't know what you mean, but that took me to town one time. I went along with him. And, those days all we had was rattlesnakes, deer, antelope, geese, and ducks, and the Indians. Well, that took me long with me until that child got there. And the old girl there had a bump on her back. And so, I didn't know what that bump was. And once in a while, the thing would move a little bit, kick or something. So I kept fooling around. And that old Indian got trained out of me, and I took a homestead. I thought I was going. But turned out to be all right.
Well, what was that? What was that lock that you saw move?
Why, that then it even had a pattern.
It was a bad move.
Listen.
What other early recollections do you have, God? Were there other Virginians besides your own family that came at the time the Air Force did?
No, there was, I think. I couldn't tell you the soldiers. I think Mr. Ramey and Mr. Cather, Mr. Lockhart, they come here for me.
Now, you mentioned that your uncle parents, Uncle Albert, came before you.
Yeah, they come for me. Yes.
How long before?
Well, I think I won't say for sure that we came here at Ironman in the spring, and they assured we'd come here in the fall.
Did all three of the Wilson, your two uncles and your father, all settle here in Catherton Precinct? Did they all pick claims or timber claims here in Catherton?
Yeah, sometimes took his time. And then that he had two claims, had two quarters. And Uncle Albert had one quarter.
Uncle Albert was the one that drowned later. Your Uncle Albert was the one that was drowned.
Yeah, that's what he had.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
Now, what other settlers were here when your folks came in this immediate
town? My mom, Mr. Cather, was here, and Mr. George Cather, his wife was here, and I'm only had two couples of kids.
Yeah.
And, Charlie Cather came, he must have come a year or two later than that. And, they hit on the quarter, I had the quarter yesterday, that's where they were. Old Mr. Kelly coming. Old Mr. Kelly. Now that's old Mr. Kelly. And his wife came here. And I knew one of his sisters. Sister here. George Kelly.
Red eye hair.
Now there's two of them. I don't know for sure.
Were there other about the Coopers and Markers?
Huh?
How about the Coopers and Markers?
Oh, well, they came later.
They came later.
They came later.
Do you remember where your folks got their mail when they first came?
Well, I'll tell you, I just can't wait. I'm just going to study it again. Okay.
The Otto Post Office, was that organized? Was that the Otto Post Office?
Well, that first office, if I remember right, I think the first man we had carried out of here is over here, Cooper's had the post office. And Mr. Payne, what was that? Oh, Mr. Payne, oh, no. Mr. Ed Payne, I think he had that post office prison and the Cooper's guy. He took him on it, and then he went up to Peterson's.
Did Mrs. Marker have it for a year or so?
Huh?
Did Mrs. Marker have it for a year or so?
Yeah, he had the post office there too. I forgot about that. He had the post office there for a while.
What other early recollections do you have, Ron, of the country? you go to school?
I'm the school, I'm where the schoolhouse is right now.
The New Virginia School.
Yes, sir.
Remember who your first teacher was?
Yes, sir. She's, Mrs. Dutton.
Is that right?
And then the next teacher we had was Mrs. Dutton.
And when did you start veterinary work in the county, Bob?
71 years ago.
71 years ago. And you still are doing veterinary work, aren't you?
Some more just a little bit.
Isn't that a state record?
Huh?
Isn't that a state record?
No, I don't know. I can't see it. I'm taking care of it. I traveled from Boston to Georgia out of my drive. North and south, and moving to Charlie Lebanon to up right on Holstein.
From Lebanon to Holstein, from south to north. What is the dimension from east and west?
How well, that goes from Boston to Bloomington.
From Boston to Bloomington. You've covered all that area.
71 years.
That's a remarkable record, I have to say, Don. Have you enjoyed working with the farmers in all those 71 years?
Huh?
Have you enjoyed working with the farmers in all those 71 years?
It's going to be no better than you.
You've enjoyed it?
Sure I did. Give me all of the best in the world. Very few of them. Very, very few of them. One of the best in the world.
That's fine, Con. Who were some of the younger people who went to school when you did?
Only one Mark would have. I have two or three kids. And Robert had kids, both all three of them, had boys, and there were two, and Henry Lambert, Fred Lambert, and their brother. All in school.
About how many pupils were in school